LaMarcus, tomorrow, what are you doing?
I guess you make him a driver, I guess. I don't know. He's a tough guy to guard. You know, he's a good jump shooting big. So, I mean, he's a tough player to play against, so it's going to be a tough guard.
Do you relish those kind of opportunities going against an all-star kind of to prove yourself that you're among those elite?
Yeah, I do. Just give me a chance to go out there and play against, you know, all-star guys who top players in the NBA, and just go out there and just try to, you know, make a name for myself.
As far as you guys played Friday, and then you have 4 days off, a couple practices. Do you like that? Get a little bit of a break, get your legs back underneath?
Yeah, it's good sometimes, man. You play four games in 5 nights, and sometimes you need a break. So the 3-4 days that we had off, you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good on everybody, by the way.
What area do you think you've improved in on defense, team-wise?
Team-wise, on communication. You know, we improved a lot on communication and just rotations and just helping the helper. You know, guys get beat, somebody right there with them to help out and just communicate.
Is it a completely different mindset than you guys had in years past that on that defensive end?
Say that one more time.
I mean, how much has it changed under Quinn, the defensive emphasis?
I think guys just buying into it now. Just on the communicating part, you know, Quinn preaches every day in practice, doing games, doing walkthroughs. He just preached communication every day, and I think guys probably getting tired of hearing it, so we just started going out there communicating, so they won't have to keep saying it.
We've had enough, all right.
Yeah, like, all right, coach, we're going to do it now. We got to keep saying it.
Did you have a Super Bowl party yesterday?
Nope.
No,
my team wasn't in it, so I didn't care. Falcons.
Your new coach is in it.
Who? Oh yeah. I mean, still the team wasn't in it, so I didn't care who won.
So you didn't have any big party or anything? Huh?
Nah, I just sat there, watched the Super Bowl myself.
Oh, so you did
flipping watch through channels and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What you think of the call?
I don't know.
For the quarterback, would you have given the ball to Marshawn?
Of course, I would have given it to him, but you know, that's the play they called.
Was Quinn extra grumpy today? Is his team lost?
No, because I don't think nobody said something to him, but I'm going to make sure I say something to him. He keep bragging about the Seahawks. He's bragging about Seahawks all year, so I'll make sure I say something to him when we get on the plane.
He said he showed you a video of Richard Sherman and the way he communicates. What did you take from that?
I was like, man, here we go with his communication again. He just showed us a video with Richard Sherman just talking to his teammates out on the field and stuff, and no, I think that kind of helped guys out, let them understand what communication is and how to do it.
Did you offer to bring a video of any Falcons?
If I could have found one, I would have, but I didn't find one.
You guys had a really nice edge against Golden State, just, you know, play with a little more intensity and flair. Any of that left over, how do you channel that every game?
No, just got to have the same mentality that we had against Golden State. You know, came out on, played hard. We knew Golden State was a good team. We knew they had good players, so I think guys just took the matchups personally and just came out to play good defense and got a team win.
Things don't always go your way, but the effort's always there. Do you take pride in being a team that just won't go away?
Yeah, you got to take pride in that. You know, I'm going to have games where we make shots, where we don't make shots, but, you know, we always come out there and play hard, give effort. You know, we lose, but at least we give ourselves a chance.